You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the cause of Jesus Christ. Today we have with us David Williford. He's worked for several years with fundraising at Welch College. And so, Brother David, it's so good to have you here with us today.
Thank you, Brother Eddie. I appreciate the opportunity.
Now, I think we had you on the Better Together podcast where you talked about all the travels you did. You remember that?
Oh, yes.
In the very beginning?
And oh, yes.
Why are you doing all those travels? Have you been doing these travels for all these years for Welch College?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's been, you know, just a staple part of the job from day one till COVID hit. I was averaging probably 100 nights a year away from home in a hotel room somewhere. And just traveling the denomination, telling the Welch story, encouraging people to be supportive of Christian higher education and the ministry that we have there at Welch.
Well, it's been great. And so you know this, you think about this all the time. Why should someone give to Christian higher education?
Well, because there's never been a day when we have needed an education that instilled biblical morality and Christian worldview thinking into the lives of young people. I remember a conversation I had with Leroy Forlines years ago on the old West End campus, where he was talking about having grown up in Pitt County, North Carolina. And he made the statement, he said, "When I grew up, the community at large did a better job of instilling virtues like honesty, integrity, morality, truthfulness." He said, "The community did a better job of instilling those values into the lives of young people than the church is doing today." Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, sadly that's true. We can't count on culture to help us formulate Christian worldviews in the lives of our young people. And that's a big part of what Christian higher education is all about. That is a big focus of what we do at Welch College.
Oh, that's great. And so many kids, we all know the stories, and we probably know some of these kids go off to college, they come back and they have left their faith or they've gone in a different direction. Mm-hmm. And so what happens when you engage in Christian higher education, it's highly less likely that's going to happen and more likely they're going to be a follower of Christ and actually be given back to our churches in some ways.
All of the studies indicate that. Mm-hmm. There is a vast difference in those who come out of a Christian higher education background in terms of their faithfulness to their local church, in terms of their long-term adherence to the Christian faith. We make a difference.
You
Christian
do.
Higher education makes a difference.
And so your job has been to raise funds for Welch College in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the funds, one of the ways to do that is through the Welch offering that's taken
Correct.
Up every year.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a bit about why someone should give to Welch and tell us a bit about the Welch offering as well.
Well, one of the reasons I would encourage people to give to Welch, again, we need Christian higher education. And sometimes I have people say, "Well, you charge people. Why do you need offerings when you charge the kids to come there?" You know, I don't know of any school anywhere, public or private, sacred or secular,
mm-hmm.
that exists just off of the funds that that they get from the students. I live in Tennessee.
Yes.
And every time I make a purchase here in Tennessee, I support higher education in the state because a part of my tax, the taxes they collect from me, goes to the University of Tennessee system and to the public colleges here in the state of Tennessee. So I would say to our listeners, you are supporting higher education in
yes.
your state where you are. So I would encourage you to support Christian higher education. We don't benefit from the state funding system. We are dependent upon folks like our listeners to provide, help provide the funds needed to operate and run Welch College and to make it affordable for our Free Will Baptist young people. If we had to charge our young people what it cost us to operate, we would go from 400 to 40, probably,
yeah,
something
yeah.
like that. So
they wouldn't be able to afford it.
No,
and so
absolutely not.
When people ask the question, they really haven't thought through. So whether it be even a private school out
mm-hmm.
there, all of them have people doing what you're doing.
Exactly.
And they're often doing it with people with deeper pockets than some of the folks you're working with as well.
That is true, too. We are a blue-collar denomination, primarily. We exist on a lot of small donors.
Mm-hmm.
Our median gift at Welch College is $25.
Wow.
And so, you know, we have some significant donors, but we also have a lot of very small donors. And what I tell people is there is no gift too small to mm-hmm. make an impact. Every gift is appreciated. Every gift makes a difference. I made a lot of mistakes as a pastor, but if I could go back and correct it, I would do. Sometimes I wouldn't take offerings because mm-hmm. I felt like I would be embarrassed. It wouldn't be enough to make a difference. From my side of the aisle now, I can tell you, pastors, every dollar is appreciated. If you take an offering for Welch College and it's only $10, we're thankful for mm-hmm. it, and it matters to us. So I would encourage our churches, you know, put Welch in your budget. Take a special offering for us on our Emphasis Day. And be a part of what we're doing. Partner with us.
Mm-hmm. And truly, every little bit does count.
Oh, absolutely it counts.
Now, this Welch offering at one time was called, I think, the Ketterman offering. Mm-hmm. And many of our listeners will remember Paul Ketterman.
Yeah.
And he, another person who traveled all over this country. So tell us a bit about the history of the Welch offering and what it's used for.
I anticipated us talking about this, so I actually talked to Dr. Greg Ketterman, Brother Paul's son. And asked him, I said, how did the Christmas drive originate? When I came as a student to Welch in the 70s, it was already, you know, going full bore. And he did a little research, and basically it started sometime back in the 60s.
Mm.
And some folks asked Brother Ketterman, when we go home at Christmas, if we, you know, get somebody to sign a checkbook, and, boy, that's going back a few years, would you buy a steak? And Brother Ketterman said, sure, I'll do it. And so it evolved from that to becoming a student body challenge every year. And initially, anyone who got a checkbook signed or got an offering taken, they would get a steak dinner and everybody else ate ravioli. And then they got to the point where they would set a goal as a student body. And if the student body reached that goal, everyone would get steak. And it was always a lot of fun. They would have the collection day. And our churches were very, very good to allow students to talk and to present the ministry of the college and then receive offerings. By the time I came along, it had really dropped off in terms of participation, in terms of the amount of money that was raised. And that was one of my priorities mm-hmm. in my early days, to really get that thing going back again. And like a lot of other things I've undertaken, it didn't work. But I found out one of the things. Back in the 60s, most churches had maybe one event at Christmas. Mm. You know, they had some kind of a Christmas play or a Christmas program. And a lot of the students were coming to me, Mr. Williford, I've talked to my pastor. There's no time. Mm-hmm. We've got a children's program. We've got a Christmas cantata. We've got an adult program. And, you know, the pastors, they're just wanting a good spot for them on a Sunday morning to give kids the opportunity to get in front of the people.
Mm.
And so we tried to go at it some other ways. And then I think it was whenever we went to the denominational calendar mm-hmm. where each department had their emphasis, because of our history, we were given December. And as the years went on, some of the other departments really began to chafe under that in one sense, because they wanted an opportunity to make a year-end appeal.
Mm-hmm.
And, they weren't supposed to do that because of us, and we didn't want to hinder them, and we weren't having great success with it. So I think it was in 02, you may remember this, when we actually changed the name to Welch. We changed our month to February,
mm-hmm.
and that freed the other agencies up to do any kind of a December push that they wanted to for end-of-the-year giving. And it gave us, you know, a little bit of distance from the IM offering in April.
Mm-hmm.
So that has worked out well for us because, again, our students weren't getting a whole lot of opportunities, and it moved us farther away because the NAM offering was in November.
Mm-hmm.
So it gave our folks a little break between offering and between ask.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. so over the years, the offerings, even lately, the offerings have switched, and it had a history
mm-hmm.
that's sometimes hard to trace back
yeah.
but about the Christmas part.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone were trying to do it a bit like that, basically, they would zoom in a student or
mm-hmm.
an alumnus or even maybe a faculty member and get them to talk a little bit and
exactly.
take up an offering. And but like you say, it is spread out from the others in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is the offering used for at this point in the history at Welch?
It is used 100% to go to what we now call the Welch Fund, which is designed to reduce the cost of student tuition.
Mm.
It is basically a way we subsidize the cost of education. It doesn't go to anything administrative or any kind of operational cost. It goes directly against the cost of what it takes for us to provide for the young people. Last year, the average student at Welch, because of contributions to the Welch Fund, their total tuition bill was decreased by around $6,000 per student.
Wow, that is great. Mm-hmm. And that gets back to your earlier statement about how
exactly
you're supporting education in some way, and you're just asking them to support Christian education.
Exactly.
And in this case, Welch in particular, with this offering.
Correct.
So sometimes people say, hey, it'd be nice if your tuition wasn't so high. It's really not so high compared to other private schools and so forth.
I agree with them. It would be nice if our tuition were not so high. And the way to get it down is through greater denominational participation. We belong to this denomination.
Yeah.
We love our relationship. We've never had any desire for it to be anything except our parent organization. And we just would love for our constituency to really buy into the idea of Christian higher education within a distinctively Free Will Baptist, distinctive...
With doctrine and practice.
Yes, with doctrine and practice and our history and our polity. We would love for our people to embrace that and make it even more affordable for the young people in our churches.
Yeah.
And because every year we have some who want to come and just can't afford to.
Yeah. And it's going to be tougher and tougher.
It will.
But by giving to the Welch Fund, that's a way you're directly impacting what students pay, what tuition actually ends up being set up. So it's a way to give back and to support that.
It is.
Well, that's
a way
great.
To invest in our future.
Yeah.
Because this is where many of our pastors are coming from. It's where many of our international missionaries are coming from. The last time I looked at a directory from IM, 79.8% of the folks we have on foreign fields are Welch alumni.
Mm.
So, you know, if we want to have a strong missions program, and if we want to have pastors in our churches and youth ministers, and if we want to have Christian musicians leading our worship, we need to invest in Christian higher education, specifically at Welch.
Well, thanks, Brother David. Thank you for sharing with us. And thanks for taking the time to come over and to talk to us about the Welch offering today.
Thanks so much for giving me the opportunity, Brother Eddie. I look forward to it.
And we want to thank you all that are listening as well. Please take this podcast. Please share it with someone that you think would benefit from it. It might even be something to share to your church to help them better understand the need for Christian education and giving to it and the Welch offering. And remember, everything we do, when we do it together, we're accomplished so much more. We truly are better together.